When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So Jason, in quotes, says, I have this friend. She's been one of my best friends for years since we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Lost touch for a bit, but since then I've gotten separated and will be getting divorced.
Mm.
We got back in touch shortly after, and the friendship was like there was no gap at all. Well, over the course of my separation, I realized I really care about this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of kept it bottled in because she's married. I don't want to lose her as a friend.
Right.
The problem is the marriage is abusive and always has been. And this guy's a cheater.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, she revealed to me that she's had feelings for me for a long time. She feels guilty even talking about it, though, to me because she says it's the same thing her husband's been doing to her for years. I'm honestly concerned for her and her kid's safety, but I'm afraid to step in and help her leave because of my feelings.
Mm.
I first and foremost want her safe, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't want us to end up together. Is there anything I could or should do, or do I have to let her handle it? Any advice would be helpful.
Well, I mean, you're still married.
Yeah.
And yes, separated. So I think... If it were me, I would need to let time pass a little bit and let is she getting separated too?
No, no.
I know he is.
I don't know if she started that process or not, but apparently the marriage isn't good.
Yeah.
He's the one that's on the path to divorce.
Right.
So he's going to be kind of...
But she's still married.
...freed up, but she's still married and not sure if she has taken any steps to get herself unmarried.
Right.
And he's...
And we don't know...
...wondering if he should help her start that process.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we're trusting that he knows that her husband is a cheater.
Right.
You know, that's kind of hearsay.
Well, I think it's the abusive... side
nature of
that,
it.
Yeah, that he's worried about it. He says it's like a safety issue.
Right.
So that's why I think he's feeling like he needs to step in.
Well, I go back to, I would let time pass and, you know, you let your marriage end and, you know, recover from that. And, you know, maybe she sees you in a better light once you are free, you know, I mean, without a wife, technically, and then maybe that will make her reevaluate and think, okay, well, maybe I can start the process myself of getting out of this bad situation. I mean, do we know if she knows it's a bad situation?
I
feel like that seems like a redundant question. Like, right. Obviously she would, but maybe she doesn't.
I feel
don't
like
know.
She's probably been sharing with Jason
the
bad things. And so I think she knows she may just feel stuck, like she can't get out. A lot of people on Facebook, Tara says, be careful. She's not using you and your feelings to get away from the current guy. A lot of people are saying, be careful. Diana says she's got to walk one road at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You're worth the wait. Let her get out before you start a relationship.
Okay.
And HJ is saying the same thing. A, you're not divorced yet.
Right.
You'll need time to heal and process those emotions, which means you don't have the capacity to help her. And number two, her situation is going to lead you to nothing but heartache. Be her friend and nothing more until you are both in better places.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
If anybody's been in a situation like this where, you know, you're trying to... help someone in a bad situation, I think your story could probably help here. 502-795-1997. Call or text. We'll take some of your calls and texts on the way next here with group therapy. Jason's friend is in what he says an abusive marriage, and to complicate matters, he has feelings for her. First and foremost, he wants her to be safe, but he kind of wants them to end up together. So is there anything that he could or should do?
So Bethany says if there are lives, especially children at risk, that's something serious.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she may be reaching out for help. Just because you help her doesn't mean you have to be with her right now. Maybe once both of you are free and clear, you can pursue a relationship down the road. And then we are getting some updates from Jason in real time as he's listening back to all this. He said, a bit of clarification. I've known about the cheating for years, even before our feelings came out, and she let me know about the abuse. a few months ago.
Okay, so she's
once
being...
again before the feelings all came out.
Right, right, right.
So, and he says, I've been separated for almost a year now, done a lot of self-work, and I've healed mostly from that.
Abby says, I think he also needs to consider the danger he could be putting her in with the husband if he gets involved at this time. If it's truly an abusive relationship, he could lash out, you know.
Yeah.
So there could be a risk factor there. Jasmine, you have a similar situation?
I've got a similar story to Jason's friend.
All right.
I was in the abusive relationship. I was in the abusive marriage, and I had a friend who just supported me, just said, you know, when you're ready. It takes multiple times for somebody in an abusive relationship to actually leave.
Sure.
And he waited, and he was supportive, and we've now been married 15 years.
Okay. So you just kind of have to have a little patience and let it play out.
Yep. Okay. One road at a time.
Jasmine, I'm happy to hear that you are in a better situation.
Absolutely. Me too.
Thank you for sharing your experience. That's helpful.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So I think a lot of people I go back to what I said originally, letting time go. Like, letting time be the factor here.
But letting her figure it out?
Yeah,
And just being there as an ear, I guess, if she needs it?
Yeah, I think, you know, trying not to mix romance with just being a friend is probably important here.
And until you both are a little bit more in a free and clear situation.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can consider a relationship down the road.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, Jason, and keep us posted.